Hi everyone, and welcome to another Smallcaps.us interview. We have the pleasure today of speaking with Mr. Peter Hutzinger, the President and Co-Chief Executive Officer of Century Casinos Incorporated, which is listed on NASDAQ under ticker symbol CNTY. Century Casinos is an intriguing company for investors, as you'll undoubtedly find out in the course of this interview. This is our first conversation with Mr. Hutzinger, so we're excited to introduce him and his company. Peter, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into financials, would you tell us a bit about the background of Century Casinos and how the company got started?
Yeah, sure, I'm happy to. The beginning of the proliferation of gaming in North America, that was the time when we formed Century Casinos. That was in the early 90s. Up until then, Erwin Heitzman, who is now my co-CEO at Century Casinos, and I ran the entire international business of Casinos Austria. But when the opportunities in North America started to come up in huge numbers and casino management companies were in high demand, the board of that quasi-state-owned organization was too slow in making decisions, and that's when we started Century Casinos, Inc. Today we own and operate 23 casinos in the U.S., in Canada, in the Caribbean, in Poland, and on luxury cruise vessels with over 3,000 slot machines and 240 gaming tables in action pretty much 24/7. We are profitable. Our stock, as you mentioned, is listed on NASDAQ, also on the Vienna Stock Exchange. We have more cash than debt on our balance sheet and a number of exciting projects in various stages of development.
Great. With that in mind, what would you say has been the company's focus thus far?
Our focus is the operation of casinos for the local and regional markets in any well-regulated country worldwide. That's not the large resort type of casino that you are familiar with when you think about Vegas or Macau that requires high capital expenditure and high volumes of people that need to take vacation and flights. But we focus on the more smaller, the every other day or every other week type of hometown casino. About 70% of our customers are repeat customers and members of our loyalty club. That's one of the highest ratios in the industry. And besides that very important loyalty factor, this also allows for a very efficient, direct, and personalized marketing and promotions program. We also place heavy focus on our responsible gaming program with education, creating awareness, and even providing on-site assistance. Balance sheet-wise, we focus on conservative leverage. As I said, we have more cash than debt, which is great and rare to find in our industry.
Okay, let's move over to the financials now. Results for fiscal year 2010 were released March 31st. How did Century Casinos perform, and were expectations met?
We are reasonably pleased with the overall performance for the fourth quarter, with net operating revenue increasing at all of our major operations. That is in Edmonton and Calgary in Canada, at our two operations in Colorado, as well as in the shipboard casino segment. Revenues increased by 29% in the quarter. Earnings from operations increased to close to $1 million, and we generated earnings per share of 4 cents in the quarter. For the full year 2010, we reported a revenue increase of 22% to $61 million. And a net profit of just over $1 million or 4 cents per share. With regard to expectations, if you refer to research reports and estimates from analysts, yes, we met revenue expectations and exceeded net profit and earnings per share estimates.
Well, congratulations with those results. And can you also give us an idea of what the balance sheet looks like?
It looks very healthy. We have decreased our long-term debt from $14.7 million at the end of 2009 to only $9.3 million as of December 31st, 2010. And we have cash and cash equivalents of $21.5 million. The book value per share sits at $4.67.
Now, let's take a look where Century Casinos is active. And this is actually very interesting, as the company is involved in three major markets, being North America, Europe, and on cruise ships. Let's cover them one by one. First of all, in North America, Century has recently opened a new casino in Calgary, while also announcing a contract with a major hotel in Aruba.
Right. Last year we acquired the Calgary Casino, and after extensive refurbishment works, we reopened it under the Century Casino brand in late November. The casino offers 530 slots, 17 table games, 24-hour poker, and also has various bars and restaurants, an 18,000 square feet multipurpose entertainment venue, a 5,000 square feet show lounge, and a 30-lane bowling alley. Since the reopening, we are focusing on increasing revenues and gaining market share, a strategy that seems to be working well as we are seeing solid double-digit revenue increases. The Colorado casino market, where we operate two properties with 1,000 slot machines, 17 gaming tables, and about 50 hotel rooms, is also showing signs of a good recovery. Both property increased revenues in the fourth quarter of 2010 and also looking up in the first quarter of this year. Also in the fourth quarter of last year, as you've mentioned, we have been chosen by the Radisson Hotel Group to manage their casino at the Radisson Resort in Aruba in the Caribbean. The casino will be upgraded over the next several months to become an attractive entertainment spot for locals and tourists alike. We have no investment in that casino, but we get management fees based on revenues and EBITDA.
And what can you tell us about your activities in Europe?
In Europe, we own a one-third stake in Casinos Poland Limited, the leading casino company in Poland with a market share in excess of 50%. We believe the market has great future potential as well, as a recent change in the gaming law and all slot machines in bars and restaurants, which is clearly an advantage for the casinos. In 2010, revenues of Casinos Poland increased by 7%, net earnings by about 45%, so we are very happy with our investment there.
Century has recently announced the launch of a new casino on board of a luxury cruise vessel. What are your expectations for this development, and what are the benefits and disadvantages of working with ship-based casinos?
You are referring to the brand new cruise vessel of Oceania Cruises called Marina. With over 1,200 passengers, this is the second largest in our fleet of shipboard casinos and performs really, really well. In total, we currently operate casinos on 11 cruise ships, and we have two more under contract. This segment of our operations contributes about 7% of our total revenues and can generate really nice profit margins. We've been active in that market since the inception of Century Casinos in the early 90s and are by now the largest independent operator of casinos on luxury cruise vessels. It is a profitable segment for us, but we are to a large extent dependent on the type and quality of the passengers the cruise lines bring on board. The cruise lines are telling us that their business is great and expect to further improve and increase with high occupancy rates over the short and midterm, which is certainly great for us.
Okay, now that we know where Century Casinos owns and operates casinos at this moment, tell us about your company's plans for growth. Where do you feel are opportunities, and are there any other areas in which your company plans to expand?
Yes, Wim. We have Southeast Asia high on our list, and whilst most investors focus their attention on the large-scale properties in Macau or Singapore, we do see opportunities in the small to mid-sized casino market in Macau, as well as in other perhaps smaller markets such as Vietnam, the Philippines, or others in that geographic area. In Europe, we recently announced a casino project in Switzerland, in the canton Neuchâtel in the west of the country. That region is currently not served by the existing casinos and offers great potential. We are applying for a license for a casino with up to 250 slot machines and 18 tables in a great location just outside the city of Neuenburg, within easy driving range of the cities of Bern, Lausanne, and Geneva. A decision by the Swiss casino authorities about that license application is expected in June or July this year. We also see substantial growth potential at most of our existing casinos in Canada and the US. In Calgary, we continue to focus on gaining market share, whilst the other properties are working on optimizing their programs to increase their margins. And finally, we look forward to the opening of the two new cruise ship casinos later this year.
And can you give us a quick overview of the industry to put this all in context?
The casino industry has grown over the last two decades quite a lot, and it has become more than simply an entertainment pastime. The casino industry has emerged as an economic mainstay in many communities and plays an increasingly prominent role in state and regional economies. Casino gaming creates jobs and reduces the level of unemployment and government assistance in communities that have legalized it, and certainly has net economic benefits for economically depressed communities. Studies in North America show that those communities closest to casinos experienced a 12 to 17% drop in welfare payments, unemployment rates, and unemployment insurance. And all this results in casino gaming becoming legalized and regulated in more markets and in many countries that don't have it yet, which is great for an international growth company such as ours.
And can you tell us a bit about your background and about the other key executives at Century Casinos?
I joined the casino industry right after university in 1986, and since then never did anything else but developing and operating casinos worldwide. Some key factors in my decision to join the industry were the projected growth of the casino industry, the international aspect of it, and the fact that it became well-regulated in more and more countries around the globe. And by now, Erwin Heitzmann, my partner, and I have developed and operated around 130 casinos in 25 countries and on cruise ships. That's probably quite unique in the industry. We have a great team of experienced executives from the US, Canada, and Europe with us. Our international focus, our casino locations, including the ones on luxury cruise vessels, make us a very attractive employer. And in total, we have 1,600 employees from 32 different nationalities, of whom 51% are female.
Peter, before we close, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners? Why should we keep a close eye on Century Casinos?
I can give you a quick look at how the first quarter of this year started out. So far, the biggest surprise is Colorado. We see single-digit growth at our property in Central City and even double-digit growth in our second property in that state in Cripple Creek. As revenue was up in Q4 already as well, this could be more than just a short-term thing, a sign of real recovery. In Canada, our property in Edmonton also had a very good start into the quarter with high single-digit growth. And the newly reopened casino in Calgary really starts to show its revenue potential with quarter-over-quarter revenue gains of between 25 and 30%. Overall, we feel really good about the company, the markets we are in, and the potential to grow organically as well as through new projects. And remember, all that with more cash than debt on our balance sheet.
Fantastic. Well, Peter, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we look forward to having you back to discuss the company in the future.
I also look forward to it, and thanks again for having me.